It's been said that presidential elections are a good way for the American people to look in the mirror every 4 years and figure out who we are. That's true in this election, especially when it comes to energy and environmental issues. The Allegheny Front's Reid Frazier reports the leading candidate's proposals reflect very clear differences.
Remember this from the first presidential debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump?
Donald thinks that climate change is a hoax perpetrated by the Chinese. I think it's real.
I do not say that.
And I think it's important that we...
Actually, he did say that in a now infamous tweet from 2012, and then again during the Republican primaries, though he later said he was only kidding. This is actually an important point, energy experts say, because what the candidates think about climate change dominates what each would do as president on energy issues. Jim Sweeney is an engineering professor at Stanford.
Hillary Clinton recognizes what the entire scientific community recognizes. Global climate change is real. It's caused by human sources. It creates problems, and we need to do something about global climate change.
Sweeney says that's a stark contrast to what Donald Trump and his campaign have said about climate. After the whole climate is a hoax issue came up during the debate, the campaign attempted to clarify his views. His surrogates have said that Trump believes global climate change is real, but it's only caused by nature, and human actions have no impact on it.
That's basically inconsistent with the science.
And so it follows that Trump's energy plan is fossil fuel heavy, with a steady diet of drilling, mining, and fewer regulations. Here he is at a natural gas conference in Pittsburgh in September.
Producing more American energy is a central part of my plan to making America wealthy again, especially for the poorest Americans.
Trump has pledged to bring back the coal industry by cutting regulations. That's a long shot because regulations weren't the main reason coal production is at a 30-year low in the U.S. That culprit is cheap natural gas from fracking. Sweeney says Trump can't help both coal and gas.
He's also promised to help the natural gas industry, and so I don't see how he could do both simultaneously.
A Trump energy advisor, North Dakota Congressman Kevin Cramer, told State Impact Oklahoma the two candidates just have different views on the role of government in determining how Americans get their energy.
Are we going to unleash the innovation of the private sector by working with the energy industry and stakeholders on an environmental policy that is realistic, that is actually helpful, that doesn't kill the innovator?
Trump has said he would back the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement, which 195 countries agreed to last year in order to avoid runaway climate change. But that could be difficult for Trump to do, experts say. This month, enough countries ratified the deal to put it into force.
That means that it'll take at least 4 years for any U.S. president to unwind our obligation under international law, under the Paris Agreement.
Varun Sivaram is with the Council on Foreign Relations and has advised the Clinton campaign on climate and energy policy. Sivaram says Trump could still reverse some of the policies the U.S. could use to meet its climate obligations, like the Obama administration's Clean Power Plan to reduce carbon emissions from the power sector. Clinton, on the other hand, wouldn't do that. Here she is at a rally near Seattle in March.
I will protect, defend, and build on that work, but we've got to go further. I've set some big goals. I want to see us deploy 500 million more solar panels by the end of my first term.
That's part of her plan to ramp up solar capacity by 700% in just 4 years.
That's an unbelievably high target.
Again, Varun Sivaram.
It's an ambitious one, and it's, you know, I think we can achieve it. But it's not easy. It's not going to happen on autopilot. She will actually have to do things in order to achieve that target.
To do all this, Clinton proposes modernizing the country's electricity grid, putting renewable energy projects on public lands, and investing heavily in renewables research and development. If she can pull off all those things with a Congress that's likely to be resistant to her ideas, maybe, just maybe, she can make her campaign promise a reality. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reid Frazier.